For months, 13-year-old Brittany Schlichter had studied, preparing to be a contestant in the National Bible Bee.
Contestants, are you ready?
And after months of preparation, she found herself as one of the seven finalists competing for $50,000 in prize money.
Brittany, let's go.
The first round consisted of each contestant had to answer two Bible knowledge questions, multiple choice Bible knowledge questions. And then the next two rounds, each contestant had to recite two passages from the verses that we memorized.
What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good?
Well, I got to verse 17 and I quoted that verse.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
And then I just couldn't remember the next verse, and that had never really happened. And so I totally blanked out and I couldn't remember the next verse or anything.
This is Family Life Today. Our host is the president of Family Life, Dennis Rainey, and I'm Bob Lapine. Today, Brittany Schlichter and her parents join us to share their memories of competition in the first annual Bible Bee back 2 years ago. Stay tuned. And welcome to Family Life Today. Thanks for joining us. I remember very clearly the dramatic moment that I shared.
It was poise under fire.
With our guest today.
13 years old. To be on a stage in front of 1,000 people.
I had her on the hot seat.
With you grilling her.
I was grilling her.
Our audience can understand that.
And we'll save the story for later on in the program. But it was... It was one of those moments that was, everybody kind of held their breath to see what was going to happen.
They did. Brittany Schlichter joins us on Family Life Today, along with her parents, Dan and Cheryl. Hey, guys, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know that we've had this large of a rooting...
Of a studio audience?
Audience in the history. We've got Brittany's seven brothers and sisters, six brothers and one other sister, okay? I mean, they're videotaping this thing, and I think it's just cool. What are their names, Dan? Can you remember them all?
I hope so.
Yes, sir. I got the oldest is Tiffany, and then, of course, there's Justin, and then Brittany. Of course, she's in here. And then...
You're doing them sequentially.
That's the only way I can remember. I don't want to miss anybody. And then Gideon, Ethan, and then there's the twins, Jonathan and Jason, and then Nathan.
Dan, you're a police officer in Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Cheryl, you're the mom of this crew.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when you first heard about the Bible Bee and that there was going to be competition by young men and women... Really, in three different age groups, all the way from, I guess, what, six or seven?
Yeah, elementary age up to high school.
Right, and going to offer some cash prizes to the winners. Do you remember when you first heard about it?
I remember it vividly. I was sitting in the living room, and Brittany brought me a Vision Forum catalog, and there was an article, and she wanted me to read it, about the Bible Bee. And I remember saying to Brittany, "This is for you, Brittany." I just knew that it would be something she would love because she's always loved and cherished the Word of God since she was little, and I do remember that very vividly.
You homeschool her and the other seven, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And the age span of the children?
22 to 2.
We had six kids in 10 years.
Yeah, they just spread
it out.
They
just kind of spread it out with a couple of additional ones.
Brittany, what was it about the ad in that you saw in the magazine that caused you to perk up? Why did you think that would be something that would be cool to do?
Well, I had always heard of the National Spelling Bee, and when I was younger, I always thought it would be exciting to participate in the National Spelling Bee and go to nationals and everything. And so when I saw that there was a National Bible Bee, I thought that just sounded like a really neat idea. I'd never heard of anything like that.
Had you been memorizing scripture? I mean, was that a part of homeschool or just a part of your own personal spiritual discipline?
Well, I had memorized chapters here and there or verses here and there, but never very much.
Well, now wait, chapters. You understand there are people who hear you say, "I'd memorized chapters, but never very much." And they're going, "You memorized a whole chapter of the Bible before?"
Yes, sir.
In fact, Brittany and I had a conversation at the first Bible Bee. Do you remember what we talked about, Brittany?
Yes, sir.
Tell our audience what you said.
I told you that I wanted to memorize the entire Bible, that was my goal. And I found out I could do it in 3 years if I memorized one chapter every day. So
Now I want our audience just to take a step back for a moment. One chapter a day for 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And you could memorize the entire Bible.
Yes, sir. That about 3 years.
And you're still kind of chewing on that idea, right?
Yes, sir. I've done it here and there, but with Bible B, I haven't been able to memorize a chapter every day all year long. So
yeah, you've looked at, like, I think it's Genesis 5, where it's just a bunch of names after names, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that could be, those chapters could get a little tricky after a while, I would think. But
when you heard about the competition and you found out what was expected of you, how much did you start studying?
Well, I didn't start studying very much in 2009 when I first heard about it. I didn't start studying that much. I might memorize 12 verses a day, and considering how many verses there were to memorize, that wasn't a whole lot. And I might spend 30 or 45 minutes working on the verses every day, so not a whole lot in the beginning.
So 12 verses a day, how many did you need to memorize to be a legitimate contender for the championship?
Well, probably about 1,200 verses.
1,200 verses.
Yes, sir.
That's the equivalent of, I don't know, we tried to figure it out earlier.
Yeah, we tried to figure out, like, the book of Ephesians, and I didn't count the exact number of verses, but six chapters.
Yeah.
Averaging 25, 30 verses per chapter, 180 verses in one book. Mm-hmm. So you're really talking about, you know, 7, 8 books of the Bible?
Probably so, I would think.
Amazing.
And the folks from the Bible Bee sent you all of the information on the verses you needed to learn. In other words, they laid out for you, here's what we want you to learn. And in addition to Bible memory, there were six books of the Bible that they wanted you to study and kind of have a general awareness of, right? And you remember what those six books were?
Matthew, Romans, Acts in the New Testament, and Genesis, 1st and 2nd Samuel in the Old Testament.
So you'd just read through those and kind of pay attention to who was doing what and just get a feel for what was going on in those books?
Yes, sir. That's what I tried to do, is just kind of remember the main facts in the books.
So if I ask you today...
Here's what I want you to do, Brittany. Bob is always doing this to me on the broadcast, all right? I want you to ask Bob a question.
I'll ask you one, then you ask me one. How's that sound, okay? The lady who sold purple garment in the book of Acts, what's her name?
Lydia.
That's exactly right.
Way to go.
How
way
about
go.
That? Okay.
And what's your question for Bob? Now, this is your chance, Brittany. He was the one. Remember him? He was the one who put you on the spot at the first Bible Bee.
Don't go to 1st and 2nd Chronicles, okay? Please, don't do me on that, okay?
Well, what's the main focus of Romans 16?
Romans 16, that would be where Paul offers greetings to all of those people in Rome that he wants to remember, right? Is that what you're thinking? Or are you thinking Romans 16, 13, and 14, where it says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love?
That's
1 Corinthians
16.
Not Romans 16, is it? Romans 16, 19. Is that the one that says, be innocent in what is good? But no, what's that?
Wise in what is
good, but innocent in what's evil. Yeah. Is that the one?
Your time 19. Is up. Your time is up.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And what's the main focus, Brittany?
Well, Paul lists a lot of different people that helped him and things like that.
So I was pretty close, wasn't I?
Yes, sir.
Give me 5 right there. Brittany, we're a team here.
Let's talk to the parents here about how you helped prepare Brittany to be able to do this. You undoubtedly read all the contest rules, and you realized this was not some kind of easy competition, that this was serious stuff. And there was a reason for that. First prize for the elementary age children was $25,000, $50,000 for Brittany's age group, and then the senior high was $100,000. For first prize. So, I mean, this is serious competition. As you looked over the materials, though, what hit you about what Brittany was going to need to do to be able to compete?
Well, in the inaugural year, I know at first I printed off the materials. They were not provided the inaugural year. You just printed them off the internet. And I printed those off, gave them to Brittany, and I would see her walking around with a Ziploc baggie full of verses, and she would just memorize them on her own. And I really wasn't very involved for about the first month, other than, you know, she would just come to me every once in a while and say, would you please quiz me on my verses? But then I realized when I saw how well she was doing, I saw she had a good chance to go to nationals. And so she would quote verses to me. And then the second year in 2010.
Well, wait, before you go on, she was actually quoting verses as you were pulling them out of the Ziploc bag.
Yes, sir. It was kind of amazing because she would hand me her stack. And not only would she be able to quote the verses to me word perfect, but she would tell me what the next paper was, what the next verse was going to be. So I wouldn't even say, quote this. She would just, you know, quote the first one and then quote the next one and the next one and the next one and go on. And I would just looked at her and I asked her, how can you remember, you know, what verse is next? I mean, you even have that memorized. But that was the inaugural year. Last year, it was a little bit different as far as the study material with the sword study. We were given one book to study. She was given one book to study. And so there was more help for the parents, I believe, as far as how to help them because of the sword study. So she went through her sword study. There was a parent guidebook. And so, but as far as my work with Brittany was mainly her quoting to me every day. Well, pretty much. Was it every day, Brittany?
I think so.
It seems like it was every day. But every day she would come to me and would quote me verses. And I would just, you know, go through cards with her. It was actually pretty wonderful because I memorized so many verses doing Bible Bee with Brittany.
I would think.
I couldn't get the references, but as she would quote, sometimes I would just look away from the card and I would quote them too and check myself with Brittany as she was quoting the words. But that's what I would do with Brittany. She's pretty independent learner. She is a pretty independent learner. So, you know, she did the sword study on her own and whatnot.
I'll bet Dan even learned a few verses that you could quote as you're patrolling the Houston city limits in your squad car. Did you find yourself kind of reciting Bible verses too?
Well, I tried. I don't have Brittany's gift. I've tried before. I've even put them on a 3x5 card and had them stuck on a steering wheel, driving around. But I don't have her. I don't have her gift for memorizing like she does.
And Cheryl, I'm curious because you're the mother of eight. Did any of the other kids get as enthused about the Bible Bee or memorizing scripture as Brittany was?
Well, actually, my oldest son and my oldest daughter memorizes well on her own, but of course she's too old for the Bible Bee. But my oldest son and my two sons under that, all three, do memorize scripture as well. They're in a program called Alert Cadet, and they do a lot of scripture memory through that. And we did enroll them, but it kind of was a little bit of a conflict just because they were already in this program and they'd been memorizing large portions of scripture in that. So to do two different programs was kind of difficult. But if they wouldn't have been in that, I think they would have truly enjoyed, because they do like memorizing scripture. Gideon, our now 11-year-old, when he was 10, I think he earned a ribbon for memorizing like 100 verses or something. I'm not sure, you know, however, whatever portion of time. It wasn't Bible Bee, but
Brittany, you had 3 or 4 months from the time you first heard about the Bible Bee until you had your first competition, your regional competition. So you had that period of time to memorize about 1,200 verses, right?
Well, actually, from the time I received the materials, which last year was June 1st, to the time of the local competition was... It was in August. The local competition was in August.
So it was shorter than that. It's actually two and a half months that you've got to memorize this stuff.
Yes, sir, about 2.5 months.
When you went, and I want to take you all the way back to 2009, the first year you participated, when you went to that first regional competition, did you go in thinking, I know these verses. I think I can do pretty well here.
I did feel pretty confident about the verses I had memorized. I felt like I knew them pretty well.
So when you got to the regional competition and there were a couple dozen other students who were there to do their competition, you had to do some written competition and then oral presentation, both?
Yes, sir. I took a written test, and that consisted of 220 questions. 200 questions were over the verses I had memorized, just my comprehension of them, and over the 6 books of the Bible I had studied that year. And then there were 20 bonus questions pulled from any book of the Bible.
And when you got all done at the end of the day and you went home, did you go home feeling as confident as you had when you came in?
Yes, sir, for the most part. I wasn't sure if I had made it to Nationals. I felt like I did well, but since it was the first year, I didn't really know how well I had done in relation to everybody else. But I wasn't sure, but I felt pretty confident.
So. How long did it take from the time the regional was over until you got word that you had, in fact, made it?
About 1 week. On the Bible Bee website, they were going to post all of the finalists. They were going to be posted at a certain time, and our family doesn't have the internet, so we had asked my grandmother to check the website every now and then to see if the names were posted yet. And she checked it around the time they were supposed to be posted, and she called us and said that the names were posted, and she read all the names of the finalists to us out loud to our family. And my name wasn't there, and so she read the list again. I still wasn't there. And so we thought that I didn't make it to Nationals. And then later on, my grandmother realized that she had been looking at the senior finalists' names, not the juniors.
She read the wrong list.
Yes, sir.
Man, was she in serious trouble.
Yes, sir.
Were you pretty disappointed when she's reading the list twice and your name's not on it?
I was disappointed, yes, sir. I had studied really hard, and so I was pretty disappointed.
But she called back that afternoon and said, whoops.
Yes, sir. Just about 10, 15 minutes later, she realized the mistake. So
let me ask you a question. Here you are dealing with disappointment around memorizing the Bible. Did God bring to mind one of the passages you had memorized as you were dealing with your disappointment? Now, again, you're only 13 years old, okay? So I'm going to give you all kinds of freedom to, you know, cry or be, you know, a little angry. I mean, really, seriously, you know, a lot of effort had been expended. Did you think about a verse?
I don't remember thinking about one.
You just caused a lot of people a lot of relief. You know that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So once you got word you're headed to Nationals, and the Nationals were in Washington, D.C., but all of a sudden there was more to memorize before you got there, right?
Yes, sir. I had to memorize, for Nationals, I had to memorize about 700 verses more.
Wow.
So
700 more in addition to?
Yes, sir, in addition to the other 1,100.
So here you are working hard from the end of summer all the way until the first couple of weeks in November. I think it was the second week in November that you came to Washington, D.C. You're having to memorize a lot of scripture every day. How much time each day were you taking to do Bible memory?
Well, for the local competition, I studied about 4 or 5 hours every day. And then for the national competition, I studied about 6 or 7 hours a day.
So. 6 or 7 hours a day?
Yes, sir.
Did you get tired of it?
A little bit.
I mean, sometimes you got to take a break, yeah. But 6 to 7 hours a day of study of God's Word, that's pretty cool.
It was really exciting.
So the whole family, Cheryl, Dan, did you all get in the van to drive up to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir.
And so the whole crew heading up to Washington, D.C. for the competition. Tell me your thoughts on when you got there and you saw what was happening. What did you think of the whole event?
Well, when we got there, which it was an adventure just getting there,
yeah,
in
bet
the
it
van,
was.
And then trying to find a place to park it. We have a 15-passenger, and it wouldn't fit in the parking of the hotel. But the hotel was beautiful. I mean, it was like 2 blocks from the White House. And I remember standing there looking out the window, and I thought that, you know, usually it's a father who brings things to his children, adventures or memories. And I thought, here's my 13-year-old daughter has brought me to Washington, D.C., and I'm here because of her accomplishment.
Right.
And it was very humbling, and it was very touching to me. Mm. So
that's cool.
It was.
You know, when I walked in there, I wasn't a contestant, but when Bob and I walked in there, it was a wow. I mean, the room was filled with all the contestants, which was, I guess, about 100 in each age group made the the Nationals, right? So 300 students and all their families, over 1,000 people.
Yes, sir.
And you first of all came in and you heard Alex and Brett Harris give a message, and then I think they had to kill some time, didn't they, or something? Because
I remember they were taking questions. You remember this?
Yes, sir, I remember.
There was something that wasn't ready to go, and right. So Alex and Brett just took questions from the floor, and it was a great kickoff evening for the event. And the next morning, you found yourself in Mr. Rainey's group, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about gathering with the other students your age. You got together in Mr. Rainey's group, and what did you have to do?
Well, that was the semifinal challenge. The top 20 contestants in every age category from the top 100. That part of the competition was quoting scripture and answering Bible knowledge questions. And there were three rounds in the semifinal challenge. The first round consisted of each contestant had to answer two Bible knowledge questions, multiple choice Bible knowledge questions. And then the next two rounds, each contestant had to recite two passages from the verses that we memorized.
And you sailed through that pretty well, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah, you think so, because you were one of the seven finalists,
yes, sir,
to come out of the semifinal round.
Right, and you had judges, of course, that were there that were rendering a judgment as to whether or not you'd said it perfectly or answered the question with the right answer.
Yes, sir.
And then went to the final round, which that put you face-to-face with Mr. Lapine. So there's seven from the elementary age, seven from the junior, and seven from the senior high. And at that point, you're no longer quoting a couple of verses at a time. You're quoting extended passages of Scripture. I remember being back in the audience just marveling. I'm sure you were as parents, too, listening to these young people, again, all the way from 7, 8 years of age all the way to 18, just quoting hundreds and hundreds of passages of Scripture.
And in
flawlessly.
And in that final round, if I remember right, there was just one hiccup, and it came with you.
I think so.
Brittany walked up to the microphone, and it was my job to tell her what verse or passage she needed to recite. And I remember looking up at Brittany. I said, "You ready to go?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Okay, recite Romans 1, verses 21 through 32. And what did you think when I said that?
Well, now, wait a second. I'm in the back, and I'm watching her up front, and I'm going, she's either completely blanked out,
uh-huh,
or something is going on here.
Because
uh-huh, she's looking to the floor. She's kind of looking and has a puzzled look on her face. And there was a reason for that.
Yes, sir. Romans 1, 21 to 32 wasn't a passage that the juniors were given to memorize. And so I was pretty confused. I was trying to think of another passage in Romans that possibly that passage was supposed to be. I was just confused. And so I asked Mr. Lapine if maybe the passage was Romans 3, 20 to 31.
And I looked down at the sheet of paper that's there in front of me, and I said, "No, it's Romans 1, beginning at verse 21. And I said, "Why don't you just start at verse 21, and we'll see how far you can get." Well, the problem was she hadn't memorized any of it because it wasn't on the assignment.
Right.
And at that point, there were some people in the audience, parents, who knew what had been memorized and what hadn't, and they started calling out, "That's not on the list." And of course, I'm just the pretty voice, you know. I don't know any better.
You're just doing what you've been told to
do. So I say, "We're going to take a minute and confer with the judges." And we conferred with the judges, and sure enough, that was not on the list. And I think at that point, we just gave you a pass. You went and sat down. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I got to sit down for a couple minutes.
And then a couple minutes later, we had you come back up, and this time we asked you to recite Psalm 34.
Yes, sir.
Now, you'd memorized Psalm 34, right?
Yes, sir. I had memorized all the passages, so that one I felt pretty confident.
And that was one, had you reviewed that one pretty recently to when we asked you to recite it? Do you remember?
Yes, sir. I had reviewed it a couple days before, I would think.
So it was fairly fresh when we asked you to do Psalm 34. And as I remember, you were just plowing along, doing great. And what happened?
Well, I got to verse 17, and I quoted that verse. And then I just couldn't remember the next verse, and that had never really happened to me except for a couple times when I was quoting to my mom. I had never really blanked out. And so I totally blanked out, and I couldn't remember the next verse or anything. And so I just tried to repeat in my mind the verses I had just quoted, and I couldn't remember, so.
Cheryl, do you remember sitting in the audience?
I do. I do remember that very well. And as a matter of fact, when she got Psalm 34, because it was all kind of confusing to us, because when she did get the passage that you gave her originally in Romans, and I knew something was wrong, I could tell on her face something was wrong, but I really didn't know what it was, because I didn't know all the passages she had memorized, and I didn't know if it was one of them or not. And it was funny because I told my husband, I said, Dan, do something. If she's saying it's wrong, it's wrong. She knows those verses. And he said, what am I going to do?
Get your gun and your badge.
Get your badge out and arrest somebody. Arrest Mr. Lapine.
Yeah, so, but he just looked at me like, what am I supposed to do? And then about that time, other people in the audience knew that it was wrong. But when she got Psalm 34, I told him, I said, oh, good, she knows this one. You know, I knew that she knew all of them, but it was one she had known for a while, and it was one that she was just so confident in. As a matter of fact, with all the other passages she was given, she always paused first because I had told her, now when they give you the passage, don't just immediately start. Make sure, you know, just for a second, you know, get your footing, make sure you're going to quote the right one. And with that one, she was so confident, she just went forward. And, you know, 22 verses long, and she got through all 17 word perfect before she blanked out. But I thought, oh, this is good. She'll be glad to get that one.
When she blanked out, weren't you just dying?
It was really hard for me. I just felt so bad for her. I really did. I did, because I knew she knew it. I knew she knew it. And but you know, it God orchestrates things the way we don't understand sometimes. But it was hard for me. So,
Brittany, just to make up for it, I'm gonna read verse 16 and 17, and then I want you to take the rest of it to the barn. Through verse 22, all right? The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
That was perfect.
And when did you last review Psalm 34?
It was a while back.
But it still comes in just like that, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
It is so rich to have God's word hidden in your heart.
Definitely.
And those times when the Holy Spirit just taps you on the shoulder and says, remember this one, remember this one, and it applies. And, well, you put on the front. In fact, you went on to write a book about your experience at the 2009 Bible Bee called A Trophy in My Heart. And you put Psalm 119:11. What does that say?
Thy word have I hidden in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee.
You put that on the front of the book.
Yes, sir.
And I can't think of a more appropriate verse to remind us of all of us. You may not participate in the National Bible Bee.
Right.
But scripture memory is a good and healthy discipline for every one of us.
Here's another great illustration of this. Your mom gave you a verse before you went into competition. I know you remember that verse.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and quote it for our audience.
That was Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Hmm.
You know, as I said in the back listening to these young people quote reams of verses, I just couldn't help but think what an edge they're going to have for the rest of their lives because they've committed these verses to memory. Just the few verses that I committed to memory and have committed to memory over my lifetime, those pop into my head at the most interesting times. And God does use his word to guide us, convict us, to teach us, instruct us, and to comfort us. And you have to believe that other young men and women like Brittany are going to find themselves 30, 40, 50 years from now remembering scripture at key points in their lives.
And everything's geared up now for the 2011 Bible Bee. Are you going to be a contestant in the 2011 Bee?
Yes, sir. I'm definitely going to compete.
Do you think you'll do 2012, 2013? Or I guess once you win, are you knocked out? Can you keep competing even if you win one year?
Yes, sir. You can compete. I think even if you win first place, you can keep on competing until you're too old.
So let's see, you're 15. You got this year.
Are you going for the big $100,000 first prize this year?
Are you a junior or senior this year?
I'll be a senior this year.
First time in the category. Yeah.
That's some serious change. Definitely. Your mom and dad are probably going, go, Brittany, go.
Well, and we want to encourage listeners to sign up and take you on this year in the elementary division, in the junior division, or with Brittany in the senior division. You can find out more about this year's Bible Bee when you go to familylifetoday.com and click on the link to the Bible Bee. Registration is underway right now, and the first round competition is going to take place at the beginning of the fall. I think it's in September. All the details are online. Go to familylifetoday.com, click on the link for the Bible Bee, and find out how you can get your family involved in this. And whether you wind up competing or not, whether you wind up going to the national competition or not, there's nothing wrong with spending the summer as a family, getting involved in memorizing Scripture and in learning God's Word together and in going through the study material that the Bible Bee folks have put together. So again, go online at familylifetoday.com and click on the link for the Bible Bee. And while you're there, get a copy of the book that Brittany wrote. She wrote a book telling about her experience at the Bible Bee. It's called A Trophy in My Heart, and we've got copies of it in our Family Life Today Resource Center. Get a copy when you go to familylifetoday.com. You can order a copy from us online or call 1-800-FL-TODAY to request a copy. And then one other thing, one of the things that our family found when our kids were little was that a great way for everybody to memorize Scripture together is for that Scripture to be put to music. And if you aren't familiar with the Seeds Family Worship CDs, I think there are 5 of them out now. And these guys take Bible verses, put them to music, and make it easy for everybody to memorize verses or passages from the Bible because they've been put to music. And you can order one of the Seeds Family Worship CDs from us. There's information about that on our website at familylifetoday.com as well. If you want to hear a sample of one of the songs, you can do that online as well. Go to familylifetoday.com for all of the information or call 1-800-F as in family, L as in life, and then the word today. Now, here we are the first week in May, and I know families are starting to think about the end of school, about summer plans, maybe vacation, maybe the kids are going to camp this summer. I don't know what all is going on with your family this summer, but we want to ask you to think about something here during the month of May that would really help us out. We've had some friends in the ministry who came to us, and they said, we know that during the summer, family life, like a lot of ministries, sees a decline in donations. So we thought we would help you here in May, be like a squirrel and gather up some acorns to get you through the summer. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a matching gift available to you, $750,000 in matching gift money that's available if your Family Life Today listeners will call and make a donation. If they make a donation, we'll match it up to a total of $750,000. Now, that's great news for us, but you need to know that's the largest matching gift that has been given to us outside of the month of December. And honestly, for us to take full advantage of it, we need as many listeners as possible to do whatever you can do. Call and make a 10 or a 20 or a 50 or a 100 or a 200 or 500 or a $1,000 donation. Whatever you can do, if everybody will do what they can do, I think we can take full advantage of that matching gift opportunity. But we're asking you today, go online at familylifetoday.com or pick up a phone and call 1-800-FL-TODAY. Make a donation. When you do, your donation's going to be matched dollar for dollar until we get to that total of $750,000. And we've got a thermometer on the website. If you want to check that out and see what our progress looks like, we'll keep that updated throughout the week. So go online at familylifetoday.com for more information. And let me just say thanks in advance for whatever you're able to do to help us take advantage of this matching gift and to help support Family Life Today. We appreciate it. Now, tomorrow we want to encourage you to be with us when we talk with a mom and her daughter about some of the really hard things that God often asks women to do. Kathy Reamer and her daughter Lisa Whittle join us tomorrow, and I hope you can be back as well to hear about that. I want to thank our engineer today, Keith Lynch, and our entire broadcast production team. On behalf of our host, Dennis Rainey, I'm Bob Lapine. We will see you back next time for another edition of Family Life Today. Family Life Today is a production of Family Life of Little Rock, Arkansas. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.